Good morning. Welcome to the Lord's service to us by way of his name and word. Please turn in your hymnals before we begin to page 325, and we'll continue with our Learn by Heart schedule, page 325, and we're on baptism, the fourth petition, on page 325. What does such baptizing with water indicate?
It indicates
that. Where is this written? The service is morning prayer. For those of you visiting, the best way to follow along, put your bulletin in the back of your hymnal and then simply go to the page indicated on the panel. Please stand.
Oh Lord, open my lips. The Lord has redeemed his people. The Lord has redeemed his people.
Thank you. The first reading is taken from the sixth chapter of Hosea. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. O Lord, have mercy on us. The second reading is taken from the 15th chapter of St. Matthew. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away. She is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." She came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to the people of old by the prophets. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, these past two Wednesdays, we've heard the call to return to the Lord. So far, it's been a no-brainer. We return to the Lord because he is the one who has redeemed us and has promised to restore us. But today we heard something a bit different, something that might make it a little harder to return to the Lord. That the Lord is the one who has brought discipline upon you. It's a big word, discipline. Another word for it is he's the one who has brought punishment. Any of you ever been punished? Yeah. And you were probably punished. Well, I know you were punished because you did something wrong, right? Anyone want to fess up to what you did wrong? No public confession. See me later. Oh, you do? You didn't clean your room. And so there was a punishment for that, so that you would clean your room in the future. Yeah. That's why there's discipline or punishment, so that we do the right thing, that we learn to do the right thing. And you knew when your mom punished you or your dad punished you that you weren't going to get thrown out of the house. They were still going to love you, right? Well, that's how it is with the Lord. That's how it is. He has brought discipline upon you. He is the one, Hosea says, who has torn us and has struck us down. And even though his intentions are good, Hosea says that he has done these things that he might heal us and that he will bind us up. But still, discipline is hard. When we get punished, it's hard. We don't like it. It isn't pleasant. It's hard to return to the Lord who tears you and strikes you down. So why do you do it? Well, Hosea says, because you know the Lord. And that little word, know there, doesn't mean just mental knowledge. It's a relationship word. To know the Lord is to know him as a husband and wife know one another. It is a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual union that joins us together, that forms a bond, making two into one. To know the Lord isn't to know him as a God far away and distant, but to know him as your father, and you as his dear child. And you know that no matter what you do, your mom and your dad, even when they punish you, you know, don't you, that they love you. They love you enough to discipline you. So does the Lord. The Lord disciplines or punishes those he loves. He is a God who has united himself to you and you to him. We're one. We're part of the body of Christ. So what do we really know about this Lord? Well, Hosea says two things. Ready? First, that he is going out, his going out is as sure as the dawn. And second, that he will come to us as showers, as the spring rains water the earth. In other words, he can be counted on. So if we know that God is our Father and he can be counted on, why does his discipline make it so hard or challenging to return? Well, Hosea goes on to say, talk about that as well. It's not because of him. It's because of us. Our love, Hosea says, isn't steadfast and reliable as the Lord's love. And that needs to change. Our love, he says, is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. You know, on a day when you go outside and you see there's no clouds in the sky and the grass might be a little wet, but the sun comes up and it just goes away really quickly. Sometimes that's the way it is with our love. Our love for God and our love for each other. And that's not good. Our Lord comes to change that. He disciplines us, not only to show us ourselves and our little faith, how our love isn't steadfast like his, but also to love us and to show us his love, which is different. He has torn us. We hear him say that he may heal us. He has struck us down that he might bind us up, put us together again, never to fall apart again. It's as if he wants to prove himself over and over again until, like the sun, we stop doubting whether he will arise and shine upon us. We know that he will, for we know him. See what that means? Like, were you wondering whether the sun would come up today? Were you worried about that? You knew it would, right? God wants you to know that he's going to love you and take care of you. Always. No matter what. You don't have to worry about him coming to us with his love, his care, his forgiveness, and his peace. Where we know him best is when he was hanging on the cross for us. For your unreliability and mine, for your failures and mine, for your unbelief and mine, for all those times when you really messed up, whether it be on the school or on the playground or at home, no matter what. That's why he went to the cross. He died out of love for us. He loved us to death, even death on a cross when he didn't have to. Now we die because of sin. The wages of sin is death. We're stuck in it. But as Hosea says, because of Jesus, he says after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live before him, not just for a little while, but forever with him and one another in heaven. That's great stuff. Wow. Great stuff. Just as God raised Jesus on the third day, so too will he raise us. And you know what? He already has. In the water and word of holy baptism. Do you remember the Apostle Paul says, do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. In other words, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. That's how great his love is. It's steadfast. It never ends. He's with you and for you in the long haul. Your sins have been atoned for and forgiven. And so for you, there is life that conquers even death. Discipline now, maybe, but discipline that serves life so that you never leave him, so that you never think that somehow he doesn't care about you, so that you never turn away from him, but that you turn in repentance and faith to him and stick with him. Because he is the God who created you, the God who saves you by his death and resurrection, the God who promises, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. We see all this on display in the Canaanite woman in that gospel reading, don't we? She comes to Jesus and wants only his mercy on her daughter. And yet at first it seems that Jesus doesn't want to help at all. She cries to him, and he doesn't say a word, doesn't say anything. And then he says, he's come only for the lost sheep of Israel, not for her. That's what he says to her. And then he says, it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she is not deterred. Do you know why? Because she knows Jesus. And he knows she knows her. She knows him. She calls him Lord, Son of David. She knows he's the Christ. She knows that he won't wiggle out of his word, that he will be there for her come what may. She knows that he will have mercy and will rise like the sun and come like the spring rains. She knows him. So she says, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Wow. And you know what he says? Woman, you have great faith. You know me. You know that I'm going to be here. Do you know every Lord's Day, there's crumbs that come from the master's table? And in those crumbs is the body of Christ. And then that little drip of wine is the blood of Christ. So that you know that God goes with you in Christ, that he is one with you, and that he loves you with an eternal love. So come, let us return to the Lord. To the Lord who is as reliable as the sun and the spring rains. To the Lord who disciplines, not to destroy us, but to raise us up. To the Lord who helped Israel, who helped the Canaanite woman with her daughter. She was healed. Come to the one who will help you. And even more, to the one who saves you. For Christ's third day is your day as well. That's your Lord. You know him. He will do it. He will raise you up. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. Thank you. Let us pray.
O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.